This is the Average Guy Network, and you have found Home Gadget Geek show number 371, recorded on September 20th, 2018. Here on Home Gadget Geeks, we cover all the favorite tech gadgets that find you in home, news, reviews, product updates, and conversation, all for the average tech guy. I'm your host, Jim Collison, broadcasting live from the Average Guy TV studios here in stormy, very stormy. In the pre-show, I was showing the chat room the weather that's coming through. I use my Surface RT as a weather device here on my desk, and it's just constantly running through the weather. And we are on the very edge of a pretty big thunderstorm rolling through tonight. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I'm just going to get started and do it, but hopefully we won't have any power outage or anything like that. I don't hear a lot of thunder, but of course, so a very stormy Bellevue, Nebraska. Some pretty detailed show notes tonight. They're all written knowing that I was going to be solo tonight. Mike has the night off, and Erin, our guest, who was scheduled, couldn't make it last minute. She got stuck traveling and then said, I'm going to be in a hotel room. And I was like, oh, you know how good hotel Wi-Fi is. And we just weren't going to chance it tonight. We've rescheduled her into late October. We'll talk more about the schedule here at the end of the show. And don't forget, you can get the schedule now off the site. So if you haven't headed out there to do that yet, head out to theaverageguy.tv/events. That'll get you there. And then I have a whole calendar. It's wrong right now. It says Erin is coming up, which it's not. And if you go to the upper right-hand corner at theaverageguy.tv, you can see that. It says events. Oh, that just kind of reminds me. I didn't change that on the live page. I need to do that. So if you're listening on the live page, it's not there. But if you go back and click home and then go over to the right-hand side, it'll say podcast schedule or theaverageguy.tv/events. Either way, that'll get you there. Erin's schedule for tonight. Christian, by the way, Cyber Frontiers on Monday night. If you can join us out here, maybe you're listening to this over the weekend, join us live Monday night, 8 p.m. Central. Same thing as we do here, 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern. So you can join us on Monday, Christian, for $49. And then we have the Big Grill and Barbecue Show, one of the more popular shows that we do. I don't know why, but tech guys love barbecue. So Mike and Mark will be back talking grilling next week. We're almost done with the month of September. And then Rich Hay coming on from WindowsObserver.com and Observe Podcast. He'll be back on October 4th talking all things at night. So that will be Ignite. Sorry, that will be a very Microsoft-driven show. Dwayne Robinson coming back on the 11th. He's got some things to share with us. Good friend of the show. And so he's coming back. And then we're going to celebrate Emily Prokop's book launch, the story behind the book. And we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But Erin Lawrence will be back on the 25th of October. John Larson's coming out. First of November, we're going to do a little bit of, he's got a big telescope. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So we got some great shows coming up. Don't forget, you can join the show on the mobile app as well. HomeGadgetGeeks.com gets you there, and you can just subscribe to it. Super easy to get us on the road or to listen to us live, and appreciate our Patreon subscribers, which I'll talk about here in just a second. But we appreciate them for sponsoring that app. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Been a long time since I've had a iTunes review. If you're listening on iTunes, and you can do it right from the app now, I think, just to leave a review. Love a good review, if you would. Just if you enjoy what we do here, let us know. And if you don't, you don't have to. Either way, it works. If you're an Android, I have no idea how to leave reviews on Android. I just don't. It's a mess over there. But love to have you do that. Big thanks last week, Jen and Andrew from Zmodo coming on. If you missed that, you want to go back. The camera sat on my desk for the weekend. We talked about it on Ask the Podcast Coach on Saturday. We talked a little bit about it. Back out in the garage and sitting on the shelf. It lets me know and the garage door is open and closed, and people are coming and going, mostly Sarah and I at this point, since we're the only ones here. But a little security in the garage. We want to thank Zmodo for sending that out and letting us test it. And so back in the garage doing its job. If you're interested, the pricing's pretty good on some of those. They had a doorbell for $99, so we can give it a try. And head out to Zmodo.com. Appreciate that. This week, last week, you know, about 3 weeks ago, I put the Fitbit back on and have been doing a lot. If you want to join me in the Fitbit challenges, we have a group you've been putting together. Mike Howard's out there, Tim from JPEG to Raw. They're out there. Eddie's joined us in the Fitbit group. John Biggs is out there. A few of you, Nathaniel jumped in. I'm sorry if I forgot your name and you're out there. And we'd love to have you join us. Send me an email from the email that you use, or you can just send me your email, jim@theaverageguy.tv. If you're doing Fitbit, we'll jump in. I had a really good week last week. I was actually traveling on Friday and was kind of, I started the challenge, this weekly Monday through Friday challenge. And I had started the challenge on Monday, and by Friday I was behind. And a Friday, all day Friday, I was at a tech event where I was on my feet walking around. So by three, I had 12,000 steps, and I needed about another 12,000 to pick up and catch both Eddie, who was there, and Mike Howard were both leading. So we took a train downtown. I walked a bunch at dinner, and then we took a train back to the airport. And DFW has really long terminals, and I walked every second that I could. And I didn't know that I didn't know who was going to win because we still had a couple hours. So I was getting on the plane late, like 10:45 was our flight out. And so I would be in the air when the thing would end, and I didn't know those guys were going to try and beat me in there or not. I think I won by 400 steps, but I got 24,000 steps in that day. Like, I never would have done that if I hadn't had the Fitbit on there. So, okay. So one, if you don't have one right now, they're changing over and you can find them on clearance in some places. You can get some pretty good ones on clearance if you look around. Two, if you've already got one, join me on there. Head out there, send me your email, jim@theaverageguy.tv. Love to have you on Fitbit. It has really changed. And I know I've had this Fitbit for a while. It's not like it's new, but it's really changed what I've done. So, love to have you join me on Fitbit if that's what you're doing. And again, send me your email address and we'll get you, all set up to get that done. I must have looked, well, I probably not. Nobody cares at the airport. They were, I'm just walking up and down the aisles and nobody's looking. They don't really care. I was actually been getting on my phone and doing some other stuff, connecting with people, Facebook updates, things like that. John, you got to get your Fitbit fixed. His won't sync. John Biggs is out there and he's in our group, and you need to get it, or just get a new one, right? Just take some of that crypto, those big crypto winnings that you have, and buy yourself a new one. He says his biggest day was 23,000 steps when he went to Disneyland. Yeah, 24 is my record at this point. That was Friday. I think that's the most I've done. I've had some 23, 24 days. They've got Fitbit has a lot of really cool things to kind of keep you engaged in that. So if you're on Fitbit, you want to try Fitbit, you want to create, for my friend, I'll invite you to I'm going to do a weekly challenge this week. Andrew Morris, who used to be a host here. Andrew, thanks for doing this. He started the challenge, and it starts in the local time zone of the person who starts it. So I get this note on Sunday. I was taking a down day. I was really trying to get off my feet and just enjoy some rest. So Andrew starts it on his Monday, our Sunday, and I just didn't have any steps. So I already started 3,000 behind. I was, dang it. So our challenge ends Thursday tonight sometime. I could look on the app to kind of see. But he started early. So Andrew, good job of getting out ahead of that. It's good to see you out there as well. And we'd love to have you join us. Don't forget, we'll do a little crypto post show when we're done here a little bit. I got some updates for you as well. Emily had asked, going solo tonight. Yeah, we're solo. Mike is out and our guest couldn't make it tonight. So, but I've got some material to cover, so we'll blow through this thing as well. Big thanks. Speaking to Emily, thanks for sending the shirts last week. Mike and I got a chance to wear those. We didn't really talk about it at the beginning of the show because we had guests from Zmodo on. And so some of you who didn't get all the way through last show, just remember Emily's book's coming out October 15th. Story behind. Great podcast and going to be even a better book. And as a community, we're supporting her on that. If you want to head out to her site, thestorybehindpodcast.com, you can order the book right off the site. And you can pre-order it, have it available for you. She will be coming on the show on the 18th. And talking about the book, we're going to highlight some of the tech and some of those other things that are in there. And so jump in there, Emily. Thanks for sending us the shirts. If you want to advertise something here at theaverageguy.tv, and as soon as the shirt's clean again, I'm actually going to wear it on Ask Podcast Coach too. So you can get two for one. It'll probably show up on the book launch day as well. So. Good investment of your shirt dollars. But if you want to get your logo and you're a supporter of Home Gadget Geeks or a listener or whatever, send me a shirt and we can send me an email, jim@theaverageguy.tv. We can get that worked out as well. We'd like to do that. Well, one of the things, because it's a solo show tonight, I get the opportunity to thank our Patreon subscribers. And always when I have guests on, that always feels kind of weird to take the time to do that. But since it's just me, I want to go through those and just name you guys and gals. I appreciate your generosity to be a part of this. This always helps, especially as we're moving into this robot lawnmower thing I'm going to talk about tonight. Your donations to it really, really, really helps. Richard, who I'm going to read from here in a little bit, he had asked me, I don't want to do Patreon. You can do PayPal if that's the way you want to do it. It's super easy. You can just send those. You can send those donations, jim@theaverageguy.tv, in PayPal, and I'll get that. And it's pretty much service charge free that way if you do it that way. And appreciate anything that you do. But Andy Coffey, Bill Droddy, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Droddy, could be Drudy as well. Brian Auer, Chad Davis, Chad Johnson, Dwayne Johnson, Eddie Ramirez. Emily Prokop, we just talked about, host of The Story Behind. Eric Janofsky, Gavin Campbell, Jake Cleveland Payne, Jim McElroy, Jim Shoemaker, John Adelette, John Biggs, John Larson, Justin Simmons, Kevin. I'm assuming that's maybe Kevin Schoonover. Just says Kevin. That's fine. Malcolm Lacey, Mark Robson, Michael Ray, Mike Wieger, Nathaniel Lindley, The Omaha North History Podcast, which is one of my favorite local podcasts here in Omaha. Of course, that's Steve Sleeper. Steve, thanks for doing that. Paul Brern, who I need to get back on the show. Paul, if you're hearing this, contact me. It's time for you to be back on the show. We haven't had you on for a while. So Paul Brern, always appreciate it. He's a great interview. Peter Denneret, Ross Brand, Ryan Kirshner, who's hopefully by now a new HelloFresh customer, at least for the week. And then if he doesn't like it, he can cancel it. That's the great thing about HelloFresh. But Ryan contacted me about that. You can too. I got a bunch of coupons. If you want to do it that way, we'll talk about that here at the end of the show. Ryan P. Jackson, Kyle Davis Jr. No, I'm sorry. It's Ryle Davis Jr. R-Y-L-E. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not. Tim Watson, Trevor Stevens. Thanks for you guys supporting us on Patreon. Appreciate it. Okay. We want to talk about this robot lawnmower. I talked about it at the end of the show last week. If you didn't listen to the end of the show, sometimes you don't make it to the end. Throw this in the very beginning. We are going to put together, and when I say we, it's really a collective we, because you're going to help me do this. And where I'm going to kind of throw things out at you. And we're going to create a separate YouTube channel for it, by the way. So it's got its own channel. So I need a name to start with, right? We're creating this. I'm going to talk about what we're doing, but start be thinking about, like, I can name the YouTube channel anything. It'll be associated with theaverageguy.tv, but I can name it anything. So what should we name this thing? So start be thinking about, send me your name suggestions. Maybe we'll have a little contest around it. I won't create the YouTube channel until we have a name or we've got something figured out, but to send me a name for this project. It's going to be a robot lawnmower. Let me show you a picture of the mower that we're going to start with, because I think that's super important that you guys kind of see this. So this is a Black & Decker CMM 1000, not my picture, by the way. It's a 19-inch mower, 24-volt cordless. The batteries are underneath that black. If you're listening to the audio only, you might want to come over to YouTube to get this picture, or you can look it up. It's just a CMM 1000 Black & Decker cordless. It's old. It's one of the older versions when they first started doing batteries. It's got some old school, like car batteries in it. And this is before they kind of switched over to the more drill-like batteries that you would put in there now. 19-inch, 24-volt, cordless. Got a little safety thing up front where you can pull it down and then flip it down to get that thing started. 19-inch blade, pretty efficient. The mower will run about an hour in its current configuration without needing a charge. And I might upgrade the batteries if I can, depending on what we're going to do and how we're going to do this. You can see that the deck is all plastic. There's very little metal on this thing. There is some, but there is very little metal. Good and bad. Bill sent me Bill Rockwell sent me a note and said, I'll read this a little bit later. He said, you might need to sharpen up your welding skills. And I said, well, I don't know how much I'm going to weld to this. So we may use Gorilla Glue. Not sure. That's the deck. That's where I'm going to start. And I kind of need to think through, does the bag stay on? Did this bag count? How are we going to get this thing rolling? I'm probably going to need to replace the front wheels and get those swiveling. And then the back wheels will probably drive this thing. Most of the weight sits in the center. And if I have any hope of this thing doing anything on a slope, I'm going to need to make sure I center that weight pretty good. Like I said, I may upgrade the wheels. That bag comes off the back. And so I may not make it a bagger. And it would seem maybe logical not to. John in the chat room says he's been thinking about this project. Turning needs to be solved first, and it does. I'm kind of thinking of those front wheels need to be able to swivel, and I'm going to need to be able to have some kind of, you know, mechanism where I can attach it in there and those wheels will move independent. And then I'm going to need some kind of drive system in the back to make this thing work. Maybe I'll have to get you some pictures of this thing turned over. It's really all battery and then a motor to turn the blade. And that's all there is about it. I've got some letters here. I'll read in a little bit of some stuff you guys have sent me, but that's kind of what we're starting with. That's kind of the frame, so to speak. I'm not the cover on the top doesn't have to stay. I'm going to modify this thing in a lot of different ways. So, but that is the frame. Looking at maybe leaving the handles on or doing something unique with the handles. Whether we teach this thing or not, again, there's some advice coming on this, but I need to think about its locomotion and how the wheels move and are they the right size and how we get them going. How does it know where it's going to go? I want to try to throw a spreader on this thing so I can fill it up with either liquid or I use the Scotts brand fertilizer, and that's not typically heavy. And I only use half a bag in the back, so I don't have a lot. I do have an extra spreader that I could cannibalize. So maybe I've been thinking it'd go on the back, but maybe it goes on the front. And I was talking with somebody else earlier in the week, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to have an optional poop scoop in the back, right? It could comb the yard if you've got a dog. I don't, but it could comb the yard if he had a dog. And how would it handle that? And then a little weed zapper, right? Thinking about what would we do to, if it had some kind of device on it, maybe that'll be the last thing I think about, a little weed zapper, but I'm going to put some eyeballs on this thing. I don't know, we'll kind of work it with you. A little OS. I've had some folks offer. Hey, I write a little code. I can help with this. I may need to buy a Raspberry Pi. I'm going to kind of focus on the locomotion first, and I'm going to kind of wait for some feedback from you. And so you see what I have here. You kind of see what I'm up against. And so other Jim put a link in the chat room, which may be harder for me, Jim. If you want to send that to me in an email, that'd be good. If you got some ideas or some things, he's got a robot golf ball collector, which could be something good to start with. So Jim, send me that link. The goal on the separate channel is I'm going to weed through some of the things you send me. We're going to try some stuff out. And record it, and we'll throw it up there. It may take me all winter to do this, but it'd just be a fun project to work on. John says in the chat room, I was thinking of a second set of wheels that would be 90 degrees and could extend to the end of the row. Then when the mower, mower one width over and retract, then have the mower reverse for a row. Yeah. You get fancy. I don't really understand that, John, but maybe you have to show me what that looks like. Other Jim says, look at those zero turn stand-up mowers and how they handle turns. Yeah, I'm going to have to take a peek and kind of see what are some of the mechanics. I'm going to watch some videos and see what we come up with on the turns. There may be some things that are interesting. You know, I want to keep stuff as light as possible. I am buying a 3D printer. And if we have to print some small parts to make that work, that may be cool. So I need your help scouring the internet. Like, I need your help kind of going through this and giving me ideas. I'm going to kind of collect them. I'm going to talk about them. If you can send me links or pictures or whatever, give me your ideas. We'll do a separate show. We'll do a separate channel. And at first we'll just get on and talk about them and debate them and kind of figure out what's good. Be nice to each other, by the way, when you're debating. There's no bad ideas here. Not really interested in this being about what the right idea is. I'm more kind of interested in trying some things out. I do like this initial setup because this deck is super light. I mean, it was really meant, even though it's not self-propelled in its current form, it was meant to be a light mower. And so we have an advantage. If we're running this thing off the battery, it's going to need to be able to be kind of efficient. Today, it would mow on a new set of batteries. It would mow, like I said, maybe an hour. I probably won't get an hour's worth of life out of it if we're cutting and driving. John Big says there's no bad ideas until somebody says them. So, and that may be true. Let's be nice to each other in this thing. So I know you guys will. You guys are pretty classy. So I'm not too worried about that. So, a couple things. What are we naming this thing? I'm looking for some creative names. I'm not good at that stuff. How are we going to move this thing? I'm interested in any links you have or smart stuff you might have. Just know what I'm working with. Can't really weld anything to this. I'm going to have to glue it on or come up with a frame or something along those lines where we do it. And you know what I'm up against. So we'll give it a try, see if we can get this thing moving around. That would be an interesting problem to do. And then how would we control it? So maybe some controllers, smart things. I don't know. Looking forward to your ideas. Send them Jim at theaverageguy.tv. Looking forward from hearing from you. We'll stack those up and then start talking about them. I'd like to do a video a month. That's kind of the goal. Get some of your ideas out. Pick an idea that I think I can accomplish. Remember, it's me doing this. And then show some videos of what the end results are. I'm hoping to get Uyghur over here from time to time to help me out with it. So send me your ideas, Jim at theaverageguy.tv. Speaking of that, so we got some emails around it. And Richard, who is a graceful donor to something along these lines, gave the show some funds, hoping I think we'll use it for that. But he said this: we have a company in Dallas that engineered and marketing their version of a Robomar, but they're struggling with Husqvarna and McCullough and the other titans getting into this market space. It may find it cheaper to buy versus build. Now, there's a smiley face there. I'm building on purpose, but only because I want to do this with you guys. He gave us an update. I do my own yard in Fitbit. It tells me the lawn mowing helps make my 15,000 step goal. You know, I'm kind of wondering if those vibrations, like on my Fitbit, when I mowed the lawn, it thought I was riding a bike, which was interesting. So I wonder how accurate those steps are when you're mowing the lawn. But he is seriously considering the Husky 430. Left me a link for that. I'll put that in the show notes because it's one of a unit, because one's lawn always has to have a freshly mowed look. So if they make a string edger go with the mower, he'd be $2,000 poorer. Let me bring up that mower while he brings it up or while I'm thinking about it. This is the robot. And this is, I think, when we think of robot lawnmowers, this is kind of what we think of. Let me get over here so you guys can see this. This is their page. This is what we had when we had an Aaron on. This is kind of what we think on. They call it an auto mower, and it goes around. And yeah, I could do that too. I'm just more interested in trying it out for myself. So we'll get that. We'll see how that goes. But he said, I look forward to meeting you over Handshake sometime. By the way, even though we're not doing a fall meetup, I am going to schedule an Omaha meetup here in the next, 5 weeks or so. And we'll do a weekday. It'll just be for Omaha people. I don't want anybody flying in for this thing, but get together for some beers. We'll do that away. Richard, thanks for that note as well. I have another note from him a little bit later. And then Bill Rockhold, who's been on the show before, sent me a note. He said, hey, Jim, long time. Just finished listening to your last Home Gadget Geek show and would love to help you with your mower project however I can. He says, I have experience with RC cars, 3D printing, programming, Java and C#, race cars, and a little bit with Raspberry Pis, so, and Arduinos. So nice, Bill. That could be awesome. I also think you're going to need to add metal welding to your skill set. Well, look at the mower. Maybe not, but maybe. You never know. Maybe you have to bolt some metal onto that thing. He says, start looking into hyper-accurate GPS. I think it'll be better choice than trying to depend on computer vision to do it. Getting a computer to see something is hard math. Let me know how I can be helped. So, Bill, thanks for your note in here. I'm going to start thinking about this. All these problems are hard, whether it's GPS or, I don't know, we'll kind of work through that together. John said, would it be worth considering buying a secondhand mower with a different style, like that zero turn radius? Things to think about. Might be. I want to try it with this one first. I want to see if I can modify this before we start buying other mowers, because if I'm buying other mowers, I could just buy one of those robot ones, you know? So I'm going to start with this one just because I'm interested in seeing if I can retrofit it. I love the kind of the guts of it and the idea. It's already battery operated. It can recharge itself. I want to stay away from gas. you know, I think it might be easier to retro this. So I'm going to try that first. And we may scrap it and see what it comes with. Maybe it may not be a bad idea at some point. We're going to try on this one first and then and go to that one as well. That's kind of what I'm looking for, guys. As far as info, John, thanks for your chat or for your comments here in the chat room. And I need your emails, jim@theaverageguy.tv. Let's get this thing started. Give me your ideas. We'll kind of work through them and see what we go. I'm going to try not to spend a ton. I got to get this. I got to order this 3D printer. I think it's $160 to get that. So we can print some parts if we need to do that. Or maybe I'll hold off until I actually have to print something. And then I'll order it at that point. We may never get to a point where we need to order a 3D printer. But yeah, keep sending me your stuff. Jim@theaverageguy.tv. Let me go back to Richard, because he had sent me an email that kind of started this whole thing when we first started it. And he said, he sent me an email. I said, "Hello, Jim. Couple things. First, I followed you on and off from your days of the Home Server Show. So congratulations for staying around on the Home Server Show bit and what we've turned into is here is Home Gadget Geek. So thanks for following us, Richard. Appreciate it. Congratulations to you and keeping the video cast going. Second, a few weeks ago, you and Mike talked about smokers and barbecues. Again, next week, we're talking about it again. Being raised on a large farm and a ranch here in the Texas Panhandle, we tend to know a few things about smoking meat. Please pass along this to Mike that both of you should know about Robert and Vicky Meyer's company called R&D Works. Should be able to see some of their products at Bass Pro locally. Have to check that out, so thanks for that recommendation. They make a Cajun fryer. But they're also known for outstanding outdoor cooking equipment. And he leave me a link, CajunFryer.com, including a Cajun Express smoker. Check out the smokers. I think it exceeds your requirements at $1,200. Yeah, around $1,200, not the $6,000 Mike was talking about. I own a custom fryer that Robert's team built for me and use a charcoal/wood smoker cooker that was made by Mike Tierman's company, Tiernan. A company in Amarillo called Son of a Brisket. Oh, I like that name. It's a good one. So very, very cool. I appreciate that info as well. He goes on to say, lastly, I made my living outside of the technology space, but I have been a nerd since birth. As my kids tell the story, over 30 years ago, I was using X10. Man, I remember those. X10 to control switches and plugs with their controller. Today, it's so much easier and far more reliable with Insteon, Z-Wave, and Wi-Fi enablement. As an ISY-994 controller. In our home and in the weekend place, there's not a switch or an outlet that doesn't have an IP address of some type. Started my home networking journey years ago with an HP micro server. Yay for that. And today I run a Rack Lenovo dual CPU 2012 server R2. Oh, it's going to need to be updated here pretty quick. Edge router and PoE switches and cameras and two Unify AC HD access points up and downstairs. With Cat in most rooms in the house, bought my first Sonos player in 2005, have 14 players. Today, between our two homes, all running either on Cat or on my Wi-Fi. Oh, and I should not forget the Lady A. She gives me voice control over the ISY controller and Sonos with units sprinkled inside and outside the house. This sounds like a Dave McCabe house, to be honest. Simply brilliant. All desktop, laptop data is stored on the server on a OneDrive and backed up internally to USB drive and CrashPlan Pro. $120 per year for CrashPlan for me was a bargain. Jim, please extend my thanks to Mike as well. Certainly enjoy the new format and keep up the great work. Many of you have told me you like the new format. Thank you, Richard, for writing in. Appreciate your letters, by the way, when you send them in that way. Always nice hearing from you. Other Jim says in the chat room, Jim, look around your town for makerspaces. We have one called the Do Space, actually. You may be able to find a membership to one of these. Actually, I do. I wonder if I have my keys down here. I have a Do Space. I didn't think about that, Jim. This is a good idea. Maybe I have to buy one. Find a membership at one of them that gives you access to 3D printers. CNC machines they don't have, and they don't have welded either. But they do have pretty awesome 3D printers there. It's a good idea. See, that's what I'm looking for. Why would I buy my own 3D printer? Well, one, I wanted to try it. Like, it was kind of cool to have one. So that's what I was thinking there. But maybe unless I'm printing a lot of parts with it, doesn't make sense to own my own 3D printer. So other Jim, good idea. So I think I'll hold off on that for now. We'll save the money for other things. And we will I'll just take them down to the Deuce Space. It's getting to be that time anyways. Our home gadget or Get Hip students, during the winter, we meet down there. So that's a good idea. As you're listening to this, does every city have a makerspace? Like, we have a really good one here in Omaha. Do you have one? Interested to know if you have one, you've been out to it. It's a great idea. We'll give that a try. Other Jim, thanks for that feedback. If you got that kind of feedback, let me know. Hey, a little news update. You know, I'm a Drobo guy. In the old days, they would put dollar signs in the chat room. And I alluded to this the other day, but I got an email from them. And I just thought I'd update you guys that Drobo and Nexsan, N-E-X-S-A-N, I'd never heard of them before, but they merged together to become Store, S-T-O-R, Centric, C-E-N-T-R-I-C, Store Centric. And they sent me a letter this week. I think it's a personal letter, just to me. Not really, just kidding. And they say they have a busy year and excited about the great things that the team has achieved. You may have heard already, Drobo and Nexsan are now a part of Store Centric, storage focused and consumer centric parent company. And this is kind of the key, is there's plenty of folks in the enterprise space that are doing this kind of stuff, but they're trying to bridge this gap a little bit. They're still playing in the enterprise, but they are looking for shops, maybe a little bit smaller shops where they can provide this kind of data. It says customers are getting weary of their big data or their data. Sorry, I added the word big, of their data being held hostage by public cloud providers and the excessive network related charges to recall it. Well, there's some truth to that, although it's getting cheaper. So that may be a statement warranted in some and not warranted by others. Now I'm not saying that everything is moving back to on-prem storage, but I do believe that we live in a hybrid world, and that I would agree with. We're getting in a space where hybrid, even at home, you know, keep a little here, keep a little there. That Morrow data box that I have kind of does that, right? It keeps 1 terabyte local. It pushes everything else up to Backblaze B2. That's hybrid, right? Kind of have a hybrid storage here. So even consumers are going. So they're not saying everything's going, that everything's coming back because of that, but they are acknowledging kind of this idea of hybrid. The vision motivated us to form Store Centric. With the creation of Store Centric, Drobo and Nexsan will remain independent from a branding standpoint. So it looks like the Drobo brand's not going to go away. Customers and partners will not see any disruption to their day-to-day interaction with both companies. We want to reiterate that Drobo and Nexsan are here to stay. At least to stay. Store Centric will allow both brands to grow in new and innovative ways. So Drobo continues to grow. They say over the year, Drobo has encountered achievements and challenges. We launched a world-class ambassador program, and they really did. It was actually pretty good. That includes some of the best artists from photography, video, and the design industry. We know it's world-class because our competitors created similar communities, and the imitation is the greatest form of flattery. The demand on our products continues to be strong. However, we have encountered supply chain and certification obstacles that have delayed product shipments. We are working hard to resolve those issues and excited to alleviate the storage industry with one of the coming quarters with a new product customers have been asking for. The new innovations are direct response to our customers' centric focus. So it sounds like to me, the letter continues to go on, but it sounds like to me Drobo's going to stay around. So there it is, right? That's right. It's that thing right there. Oh, no, that's not it. Drobo's behind it. It's right there. You can see the 5 lights going on. Be interesting to see what they're doing there. I do like where they're headed as a company. I wouldn't have bought a Drobo 2 years ago. I'd buy another one to replace it. It's just a good little storage box and works pretty well. Their software here, let me bring up their, I'll show you here if you're watching live. It'll be hard again. Sorry if you're on the podcast version of it. Maybe head out if you want to. Most of you are in the car and you're like, nah, I'm not going to do that, Collison. Don't make me do that. That's okay. You don't want to head over. But their dashboard, which really hasn't changed, but it's gotten better. It just works better. Let's see if I can show this to you guys. Yeah, it just works better now. And so you go there, you can see my Drobo and its current status. So I've got a 2 terabyte, a 1 terabyte. I'm sure you're seeing that. Yeah, 2 terabyte, 1 terabyte. Actually, 3 1 terabyte drives and a 1.5 terabyte drive. 1.5, isn't that funny? 1.5 terabytes. Like, remember when 0.5 terabyte mattered? Well, I got one in there. Storage wise, and their storage capacity calculator online works really, really well. You want to go out and see what a Drobo could hold for you. But you can see all those drives protected with single drive failure redundancy. gives me about 4 terabytes total. I'm using about 2.7. I got 1.3 available there. I took the 2 terabyte drive out the other day, and man, it went down to about 400 gig. And it was like, hey, we need another drive now. I can share those drives. This is where it's really improved on the Drobo side, is they really have better apps. This app ecosystem used to be awful. And when they changed leadership, whoever they brought in fixed this nearly instantly. And so now I can, we talked 2 weeks ago about being able to access your files. Mike was using, we were talking about OwnCloud, and I think NextCloud is the other one we were talking about, but my Drobo, same functionality. If I can get access to my files from anywhere through my Drobo, which works out pretty well. Super easy to set up. I don't have to do any port forwarding, any of those kinds of things. Works out pretty well. There's all kinds of things. You can upload your pics. You can, I've got mine uploading my pictures. I come in the house, it automatically uploads my pictures to my folders on the Drobo, stores them for me, and they're right there, protected. So all kinds of applications you can put on there. OwnCloud is there, Elephant Drive as well, and some apps. This is really, like I said, where Drobo made a big difference in there. There's some tools. You can blink the lights and resetting and checking for updates, and some of those and some settings are available. So the Drobo product has just gotten a lot better in the last year or two. Like I said, I probably, when they first took on the new team, I was getting like, I don't know. And they have really improved some things to make it better and working pretty well. So I like my Drobo. Gonna hold on to that. Of course, the kids gave that to me, so I can't really get rid of it. But pretty great stuff. So available there. And yeah, we'll see. I'm going to follow them for a while and see where they go and what they're doing. So one more thing as we think about media, if you've been listening to Entertainment 2.0, right, Richard and Josh over there, by the way, you should be one. They do a great job of covering everything to do with the entertainment center. They talk a lot about Plex, a lot, and for good reason. Plex is really good. If you were thinking, so you saw Plex a couple years ago and you kind of wrote it off, it's worth coming back and spending the $5 a month. I mean, I to get on the pro plan. And if you were fortunate enough to buy the lifetime one, should have bought that lifetime for $70, right? Or whatever it was when they were selling it pretty cheap. I think maybe $30 at one point. Question I have for you is there's another offer out here. So PlayOn, which I don't know about you, but I get an email from them about every other day, it seems like. They're trying to hawk their wares. PlayOn is a service, a cloud service. You can kind of rip any of your Amazon Prime or Hulu or any of those online services. You can set up to record and record those locally and skip all the commercials, which is interesting. They're offering their desktop software right now, $20 lifetime. And I'm kind of wondering what you guys think of that deal, $20. New fall season is the coupon code, if you want to use that. It'll be in the show notes. $20 lifetime at PlayOn. Anybody used it? Some good experience? I've always been a little leery, like, how is this legal? Just to be honest. How is what PlayOn does legal? Maybe there's a loophole with these online services that allow them to do those. Tony in the chat room says he has both Plex and MB. I tried MB for a while. I like Plex. Just kind of chose to support that one. But have you had, tell me about your PlayOn experience. I'd drop for $20 for a lifetime desktop software. And there's some great, like I'd like to record all the seasons, Man in the High Castle. That's been one of my favorite shows. Season 3 is coming up here on October 5th. You know, there's some series on Hulu. Actually, through my Sprint service, I got free Hulu. And so there's some things out there that I might want to watch on Hulu. John says, I use PlayOn every now and then. I think I paid full price when I bought it. $20 is easy to spend. Yeah, John, I'm kind of thinking I may just pick this up and give it a try at $20. Some of those shows, Sarah watches some of those and, you know, like to record them once and have them available. Not a big repeat guy on shows, though. So I kind of watch them and then I'm done. That's kind of why I've liked streaming. But I've noticed we're doing more and more streaming, and that 1 terabyte cap we're getting closer and closer to each month. Tony says in the chat room, the navigation is kind of weird. Doesn't always complete recordings. They put a disclaimer in the beginning of each recording that it's recorded at your IP address. In other words, they're not taking the responsibility. So interested in your feedback on that. Send me an email if you tried it. If you like it, if you don't like it, if you've tried it recently and you don't like it, that's what I, if you haven't tried it in 3 years, don't send me. It's, I'm sure it's changed. Play on, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, we met with them at CES, Dave and I did. And they were doing some of the same stuff back then. They've been hanging around. I don't know. Must still be working for them. So send me an email, jim@theaverageguy.tv. Let me know if you are still using them. If you are thinking about using them, $20 lifetime. Again, that coupon code, which I'll put in the show notes, new fall season, all caps, all one word, new fall season for $20. I think 70 is full price. So new fall season will get you $50 off. I don't know about you. I'm always a little leery of big dollars off. Yeah, but 20. Okay. We'll have to give it a try. Sorry for the drinks there. I don't get time to do that when, I normally get time to do that when I let Uyghur talk. And, of course, he's not here. I want to thank you guys for coming out tonight. We're going to do some crypto post show. I made it 49 minutes, maybe a little less, 45 solo. Not too bad. It goes pretty fast with you guys. I appreciate you jumping in. We got some post show updates for crypto. I've got a few things I want to talk through with you guys. Plus, maybe an ask me anything or. Got any questions you want to ask me right now? I'm going to do some heading out here on the show. Maybe you'll so don't turn it off just yet because you think you've heard all these things. You probably have, but don't go 30 just yet. There might be a few AMA questions in the chat room. If you guys, you know, Tony's out there, Emily's out there, John's out there, other Jim is out there, Mike Howard's out there. If you guys want to ask me any questions to maybe round this out to an hour, doesn't take me any longer or any less to edit. You could do that as well. So we got some pro show. You can get that at Patreon. Want to head out to theaverageguy.tv/Patreon, and you can catch up on that. Don't forget, I appreciate those guys that I read and gals that I read in the very beginning of the show. Your Patreon support, it matters. It's going to matter more as we go into this lawnmower build, and it'll help me spend a little bit of money to get this done. And I don't want to spend a ton. I'm not going to go crazy hog wild on it, but I do want to give it a try. All those things I asked for, if I ask you to send me an email, send it to jim@theaverageguy.tv. Follow me on Twitter. If we're not going to do a show, I'll announce it out there on Twitter. Good place to be. Just a good place for that kind of stuff. Don't forget the new events page, theaverageguy.tv/events. That's out there as well. Just a reminder that theaverageguy.tv platform, both web and media hosting, powered by Maple Grove Partners, gets secure, reliable, high-speed hosting from people that you know and you trust. Of course, you know it's Christian. He's going to be on Cyber Frontiers 49 coming up here next Monday. By the way, you can join me live next Monday if you want to do that. Monday, 8 p.m. Central, and we'll do that live. If you haven't, just subscribe to Cyber Frontiers, and you'll get it automatically. If I get secure, reliable, high-speed hosting from people that you know and you trust, for more information, it's getting a little late, visit maplegrovepartners.com. Don't forget, we have the app, of course, sponsored by the Patreon supporters, and that's available for you out there, HomeGadgetGeeks.com gets it available, and all things are good. T-shirts are still out there. I'm wearing a long sleeve t-shirt tonight. I need to get with Addy and see if we could do some long sleeve t-shirts. What I'd like is just a plain long sleeve and then the Home Gadget Geeks on the shoulder. That's kind of what I'd like. I have to reach out to Addy. Maybe I'll catch her on Saturday and see if she's interested in setting up a long sleeve store. If you want to get the short sleeve shirt, still available for you, theaverageguy.tv/shirt will get you there as well. Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter. I am sending those out on Saturday. That has become a habit. And part of that, I used to put the upcoming shows in the newsletter. Don't need to do that anymore because you can just go to theaverageguy.tv/events. The way to get that done. But interested in HelloFresh? Oh, man. I won't spend too much time on this, but I got coupons. So give it a try. If you want to give it a try, it's basically free for the first week. And if you don't like it, you can cancel it. I don't make much off of it, although I found out you would rather have the coupons where I make a little too. So send me an email, jim@theaverageguy.tv. You get 40 off, I get 30. If you want to support my HelloFresh habit that way, you can do that. But Like I said, I got all kinds of coupons that are they basically get you most off the first time you've done that. And so let me know. We'll get that out to you. And a couple of you did last week, and we got those out to you. I hope you've been enjoying it. Emily says TeePublic now has back printing. If you want to move that design over there, that way people can pick their styles and things like notebooks and tote bags. I totally rock a tote bag. Yeah, Emily, maybe a good idea. I don't know. Maybe I should get that done as well. I'm not necessarily interested in making any money off this. I kind of like just to have it basically break even, right? So I'm not paying any, and you're getting good price. Maybe I should look into that. I always was trying to look where that was convenient. So Emily, maybe I can connect with you and we can gotta go through. I'd use Daddy because Amazon was super easy. Like you ordered it, they printed it, boom, it was on its way. I don't know how they did that, but they did that. Emily, if you got some good ideas, Home Gadget Geeks, get into gear. Again, I'd sell it at cost. I don't want to make any I don't want to make any money off this stuff. I honestly don't want to pay the taxes. But I would like to get that kind of stuff in your hands if that's stuff you're interested in. So Emily, maybe I can connect with you on that. Well, thanks for listening to the solo show. I hope it was good enough that I didn't embarrass myself by doing this. This is maybe my third or fourth solo show. I'm not a big fan of it, but I think I'm maybe getting a little better. So join us every Thursday, 8 a.m. Central, 9 Eastern, out here at theyourhour.tv/live if you want to join the live show. Download us everywhere. We're available for you in every place imaginable. If you can't find us in a location, let me know, and I'll fix that. Get that done. If you're listening live, stay around for a little post show. We got some crypto updates for you. And with that, we'll say goodbye, everybody.